The National Tourism Agency Czech Tourism has launched a new advertising campaign branding the Czech Republic as a land of stories. A communication agency, Marg BBDO, which was commissioned to create the campaign, decided to use the experiences famous figures such as Goethe, Einstein, Apollinaire, or Peter the Great had in this country to attract tourists from abroad. The campaign invites potential visitors to make the Czech Republic the place for their own stories. Maggie Lund caught up with Leon Sverdlin, the creative director of Marg BBDO, and asked him what image of the Czech Republic they wanted to get across.
I think basically the concept of the campaign is Czech Republic, the land of stories, and that's the way we would like to differentiate from other countries in the region that, you know, if you look at Czech history, it really is full of really amazing and interesting stories, and that's what we're trying to communicate.
And is that really different from other Czech tourism campaigns that have gone in the past?
Yes, it is. Czech tourism campaigns were usually just, you know, pictures of pretty places. Come and have a look. I think this campaign goes deeper, and it's more emotional because I think stories are a very emotional thing that people can relate to, and also it's targeting a slightly more sophisticated and a slightly more well-to-do people that are really interested in going a bit deeper when they go and visit a place. You know, they would like to know a bit more than just, you know, seeing the obvious tourist sites.
Is there a reason why Czech Tourism have commissioned these now in 2012?
I think the competition is getting tougher, partially because of the economic crisis. I think there's more competition to attract those tourists that have the money to spend. So I think it's just basically a greater need to stand out.
So what countries is the campaign aimed at in particular?
It will run in Germany, France, Russia, I think Italy.
And they're all tailored to the different countries, is that right?
The way we're working with the claim Czech Republic Land of Stories, what we've done is we have chosen stories that are relevant for that country. So, for example, for Germany, we have, you know, a story of Goethe. For Russia, it's Peter the Great. For Italy, it's Petrarca or Casanova. So I think that way. And I think it will run in the UK as well. And we're now preparing a second stage that would go in further. We really want to go into the new markets, you know, Japan, Latin America, China.
And what platform are they on? Are they just posters or what other media have you got?
The grow of the campaign is a website, because in, you know, these days, every decision is made basically online, and the website is then also helpful when, you know, people are trying to find accommodation or find out more. But the way to get people to the website, we're using classical print ads at the moment.
In your experience, how long does it typically take for a campaign like this to see some results?
I think we should know in, you know, maybe 6 months or so. It's really, you know, giving people time to see the campaign. The problem is basically to put Czech Republic mentally on the list, because at the moment for many people it's just not there. They, you know, think of all the obvious places to go, but our first task is for people to consider us at all, and then obviously to find out more and maybe get interested. So I think probably 6 months we would know.
That was Leon Sverdlin speaking to Radio Prague's Maggie Lund about the new Czech tourism campaign.